I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. More storm drains will become murals in the City of Springfield's second annual upstream art installation this Friday evening, August 11th. Artists will paint several downtown storm drains then with the collective theme of Only Rain Down the Drain. With me to explain is Catherine Reifenberg, Environmental Services Technician at City of Springfield and coordinator of the Upstream Art Project. Welcome to KLCC.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Well, artistically and environmentally, what do you hope to accomplish with this project?
Artistically, I hope that it creates a very visual message, and the message is only rain down the storm drain, obviously, and a reminder to people that anything you put on the ground can be swept into the storm drains and go right out to the river untreated. So pet waste, automotive fluid, cigarette butts, any of that trash just goes right into the waterways, and we're trying to keep that out. And everyone can take little easy steps every day to limit the amount of trash and waste that goes down our storm drains. It's just a great project. I think everyone loves art, and bringing more art to Springfield is never a bad idea, and it gets people out walking around. And most people look up to see the murals, but when they're down on the ground, it relates the message a little more.
So what kind of artistic guidelines did you give to the artists in terms of setting the boundaries of their creations?
I left it pretty loose this year. It's really the artist's unique take on Only Rain Down the Drain. We got 33 submissions this year, and they varied greatly. They only get 5 colors of paint: black, white, blue, red, yellow. And so they knew they had to create a design that incorporated those 5 colors or could easily be created and mixed. And that was just about it. Nothing vulgar and nothing too offensive, but otherwise it's really just their take on Only Rain Down the Drain. So this year we have a gentleman that's submitted aliens all peering down into the storm drain, and it says it's universal, only rain down the drain. And I think that was pretty unique and definitely a unique take on it. And then we had people who were very into fishing and had the Oregon scenic heron and fish and streams and mountains. And then people that incorporated recreation and the ways we use the bodies of water for recreation into their designs.
Why the limitation to 5 particular colors?
The paint is specific to roadways, so it's rapid dry traffic paint. And so those are the colors that the traffic paint comes in. It's paint that we knew has MSDS sheets. We know how it reacts on the roadways. We know its environmental impact. We know how long it's going to stay. And I think one of the biggest questions is you're teaching about pollutants going down the storm drain, but you're also putting paint right on top of the storm drain. And so using this type of paint kind of helped mediate that factor. And yeah, those are the 5 colors that came in. So I just got them all.
Did you get any feedback from last year's artists about working with that kind of paint as an artistic medium?
We sure did. 2 of the artists from last year were selected again this year. We sat down and had our safety meeting on Tuesday, and one of the artists informed all the other artists that it dries very, very quickly. Last year when we installed the art, I think it was drying within 5 minutes. So the paint itself is meant to be drivable, so you can drive across it within 20 minutes. The margin for error is very small, I think. Luckily, all the artists last year and this year seemed confident, and they did a great job. And misting bottles kept it wet and malleable. But that was their feedback, that the paint dries very quickly, will destroy your brushes. The brushes are not able to be reused.
But don't put them down the storm drain.
But don't put them down the storm drain after.
How does this fit in with Springfield's Art Walk and the events going on in the museum that evening as well?
3 of the art pieces that are being installed are in the actual History and Hops event. So they will be fenced off in that event itself. The other 3 artists that are outside of the History and Hops event, people are free to walk by during the art crawl or art walk, as you call them here, and see the artists paint and interact. And the artists know that people can come up to them and ask questions and interact with them. So it's really meant to be a family-friendly event, and people that have questions for the artist or want to take pictures with the artist can feel free.
Well, thank you so much for the artistic and environmental efforts and for coming into KLCC.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
Catherine Reifenberg, Environmental Services Technician at City of Springfield and coordinator of the Upstream Art Project. The second annual Upstream Art installation takes place on Friday, August 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. with 6 storm drains being painted then in the downtown corridor. For more information, see springfieldstreams.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.